for 2016. You know, there's a very familiar passage of scripture in Proverbs 29 and 18, and the King James renders the passage, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." Where there is no vision, the people will perish. And for years, and it's still happening today, many of us who are pastors, have used this passage as a foundation for our vision. Now, I want you to hear this. We've used this for a foundation for our vision, for the direction we want to lead the congregation that God has given us stewardship over. You do understand that you don't belong to me, you belong to God. I am just the under-shepherd, amen? And so we've used this passage to lay out our vision for the congregation that God has entrusted us with. But a better translation of that passage says, "Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. But blessed is the one who heeds wisdom instruction." Where there is no revelation. And when we look at the passage from this perspective, we see that what Solomon was talking about here wasn't man's vision for God's people. It wasn't man's vision, but revelation of God's direction or instruction for his people. So we can paraphrase this passage that has been so misused for so many years. Okay, are y'all with me this morning? We can paraphrase this passage by saying, where there is no understanding of what God wants, are y'all with me? Where there is no understanding, where there is no prophetic vision of what God wants, the people flounder. They cast off restraint. They're all over the place. Are y'all with me? But when there is understanding, but when we, the followers, when we follow his instructions, we are blessed. When we don't understand what God wants, we're all over the place. But when we follow his instructions, we are blessed. Those of you who have been in the two prayer sessions of this week, we had a great time on Thursday. Who was here Thursday night?
Yeah, it was great.
We had a wonderful time Thursday night in prayer and testimony. But those of you who have been here in those last two prayer sessions during our fast have heard me say that if we do what God wants us to do, we can't fail. Amen? You guys heard me say that? Whenever we do what God wants us to do, we can't. Now, we get in trouble when we write a check and we ask God to cash it. Are y'all with me? When we are presumptuous, we say, we're going to go do this, and God, we want you to come along with us. Are you hearing me? We get in trouble. Now, sometimes he'll come along and sometimes he won't. But whenever he says, I want you to go this way, and we go that way, we cannot fail. Amen? We cannot fail. And I want you to know that God has given us special revelation of, he's given us a special, now there's general revelation, I'm not going to go into all of that, general revelation as we look around at the universe and we know there's God, but he's given us special divine revelation of exactly what he wants us to do, and that revelation is in his word, amen?
Amen.
It's in his word. And one of the things that he has revealed to us in his word is that God makes it very plain that he wants us to grow. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? We always talk about growth, but and I don't want you to understand, that is not man's plan, that is God's plan. God wants us to grow. God never, I want you to hear this. God never expected you to get saved and then sit around with your eyes gazed on heaven waiting to go to heaven. I'm saved. Waiting on you, Jesus. Come get me. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? He never expected us to get saved and then sit on our rusty dusties. Y'all will get that on the way home. He never expected that. God never, no, he wants us to grow. And first and foremost, I want you to understand that he wants us to grow spiritually. He intends for us to grow spiritually. You know, we've got a lot of babies in the church. And I can always tell when I've got babies in the church because they're always saying, feed me. Oh, y'all will get that too in a minute. Feed me. You got that little baby. That baby wants to eat, don't it? Feed me. But you know what? I looked around the room, and I didn't see nobody over the age of 15 being fed. Oh, y'all get that in a minute. They were feeding themselves. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? I'm going off a little bit of scripture, but God, it doesn't expect us to remain babies. He wants us first to grow spiritually. He wants us to grow in our faith. How many of you believe he wants you to grow in your faith?
Yeah.
He wants you to grow in our knowledge of him. He wants us to grow in unity. He wants us to become more like him. And one of the things that is like him is that God is selfless. Jesus, who in the very image of God did not consider being like God something to be held on to, but he what? He gave himself selfless, gave himself even to obedience, even obedience unto the cross. Amen. Selflessness. He wants us to be selfless. God, he wants us to be selfless. Ephesians 4:11 says Christ himself. Listen what he gave us. Listen to what he gave us. He gave us apostles. He gave us prophets. He gave us evangelists. He gave us pastors and teachers. Listen for what? To equip people for the work of, somebody say, service. So that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach, somebody say, unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature. This is what the scriptures say, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Now, not only does God want us to grow spiritually. Now, I want you to hear that. We know that he wants us to grow spiritually. He wants us to continue in our growth. Don't just stay where you are. If you're in the same place that you were when you got saved, you're not in a good place. Something needs to go. But not only does he want us to grow spiritually, he wants us to grow physically. He wants us to grow physically. He wants us to grow numerically. He wants his kingdom to be expanded. Well, where do you read that at, Pastor? I never seen where God said grow the church. Or you never read your Bible. Okay? He wants us to grow numerically. God has said, he told us, I want you to, what did he say? Go and make disciples of all nations. Right? Baptize them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I love the first, you know, people tell me, I don't know where this came from. But, you know, there was, you know, how many of y'all hate to fly? Anybody hate to fly? I don't, you know, I was in the Air Force for 21 years. Been on planes for 17 hours in a row. Two ARs. You know what an AR is? That's an air refuel. You don't ever want to go through an air refuel because that's when the plane comes behind another tanker and they're going for 17 hours in a row. I've been on planes for 10 hours from here to the Philippines, from here to Cairo, all over the place, flown all over the place. Hate to fly. I don't know why I joined the Air Force. Hate to fly. You know why I hate to fly? Because God says, lo, I will be with you always. Lo. He didn't say nothing about it. Okay, I'll leave that alone. Lo, I will be with you. Is that what it said? It says, lo, I will be with you. Anyway. God wants his church. What? It says that. It says it. Go read it in the King James. It says, lo, I will be with you. Anyway. But God says over and over again in Scripture that he wants us to grow. In Acts 2:47, it says, the Lord was adding to their number day by day. In Acts 5:14, it says, multitudes of men and women were constantly being added to their number. In 6:12 in Acts, it says, the word of God kept spreading and the number of the disciples continued to increase greatly. In Acts 9:31, it says, the church continued to increase. And it goes on and on and on. God wants us to grow. Amen. Guess why we should grow? Guess for one reason, why do you think we, not only because he told us to grow, but why else do you think we go? Because whenever something becomes stagnant, it starts to stink. Whenever something just stays stagnant and it starts to stink because, well, I'm not going to tell you why it starts to stink, but I think y'all get the message, right? You need to continually have a new flow, a new increase coming in so you can wash out the mess. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? We need to grow. We need to grow. Now, God says, so, and again, so the vision, I didn't say my vision. I said the vision for New Community Church this year is it's grow time. Somebody say that with me.
It's grow time.
Now, it's one thing to have the vision. It's one thing to have the vision, to understand what God wants. And it's something else to have a plan to achieve the vision. Amen? And so, to achieve the vision. And so, what we have done is we laid out some opportunities for us to stretch ourselves so that we can grow, first of all, spiritually. We have set up some challenges. Everybody pull out those little challenge cards in your thing. We set up some challenges over the next 10 weeks. Now, I want y'all to hear this. Over the next 10 weeks to hopefully, now this next 10 weeks is just a, somebody say kickstart.
Kickstart.
How many of you know that if you do something for more than 21 days, it becomes a habit? Anybody ever heard that before? If you do something for more, so this is just a kickstart, just to kickstart our growth process. Now, first of all, we want to challenge you to grow in your faith. Does anybody need to grow in your faith?
Yeah.
Hold your hand up if you think you need to grow in your faith. Okay, I'm going to give you an opportunity. I can't think of any better way for you to grow into your faith than you to start tithing if you're not tithing. Uh-oh. I lost half of y'all, didn't. Well, what does tithing have to do? Because it's hard to let go of your money. Let me fix that. It's hard to let go of God's money. Because it's not your money. But if you're not tithing, here's an opportunity for you to grow in your faith and trust God. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to help you to grow in your faith. I'm going to give you some incentive. Here's the first incentive. God says, prove me now, trust me, and see if you don't start tithing and see if I won't bless you. He says that in his word. That's one thing. Amen? Y'all heard that, right? But here's another one. Since you may be struggling with that, we're going to help you out. Where's Bob? Bobby's trying to crawl under the table right now because he knows what I'm getting ready to say. If you take the 10-week, if you've never tithed before, and if you take this 10-week challenge to tithe, and for some reason you're not able to do as good as you're doing or better, if for some reason your lights get turned off, if things just go from bad to worse, we will give you your money back. Did y'all hear that? If for some reason over the next 10 weeks you decide that I'm going to try this out and you find out that all hell breaks loose in your life and it won't go better, but I'm going to tell you right now, anybody that's tithing, if you're a tither in here, just say, whoa. Anybody that you go ask any of them and they'll tell you that you can do more with the 90 than you can with the 100. If for some reason that you can't make it on the 90, we'll give you all your money back. Yeah, we're going to make you fill out the little form so we know how much you gave. They get track what you gave. Make sure you write down everything you gave, because don't come in here and say, I gave 100. I just put in cash. Uh-uh. Don't work that way. Okay, you're going to have to show a check, write in an envelope, do something so they can track. But we'll give you all your money back. That's one. So that'll help you grow in faith. We want to challenge you to grow in your knowledge of God. How many of you know that you can't grow to know somebody if you don't talk to them? Are you here? You know, you can live with a person for 50 years, but if y'all ain't never said nothing but hi and bye, you don't know that person. If you want to grow in your knowledge of God, I suggest we pray. Amen. So we're going to challenge you over the next 10 weeks to join one of the prayer groups that's going out. The prayer that's going on in here on Sunday mornings, or the prayer that happens in here on Wednesday nights. We want you to grow on one of those prayers. So we're going to challenge you to join that. For 10 weeks, join a prayer group. Now, we want you to also challenge you to grow, to be better, grow in your unity. Did you hear when I read that? The passage said that we will grow in the unity of Christ. And one of the best ways to do that is to get connected into a community group. Amen? So if you're not in a community group, say, hey. So we're doing good. But I heard a whole lot of, okay. So if you're not in a community group over the next 10 weeks, I want to challenge you to get into a community group. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. Also, we want to challenge you to become more like Christ. How many of you know that the people that, how many of you got anybody that you admire out there? Not, God notwithstanding, think about somebody that you admire. How many of you played sports in high school or junior high or whatever, still play sports? How many of you, when you were playing sports, had a person that you admired? Had a guy out there that you admired? How many of you tried to be like that person that you admired? Nobody? When I was in high school, I used to run high hurdles. There was a guy named Moses. Anybody remember him? Yeah. Moses. I had a picture of him in my locker. He ran the lows and he ran the high. Because I wanted to be, nobody could beat this guy at the time. Anybody remember him? Okay, just people my age. You remember him. Edwin Moses. This dude was bad. And I said, I want to be. How many of you know that if you want to be, that the person you admire, you want to be like? So if we want to be like Christ, we need to admire him. Amen. And we do that in worship. So I'm going to challenge somebody in here today who comes to church every now and then to come to church for 10 weeks straight. I want to see how many of those cards I get back. Have perfect attendance, because guess what? The things you do for over 21 days become a habit. Amen? And that you'll get a chance to worship. Worship is admiration for God, is admiring him. And we start to want to become like the people we admire. Amen? Are y'all still with me this morning? Finally, I want to challenge you to selflessness. Because that's who Christ is. He's selfless. And we do that in service. So I want to challenge somebody in here to sign up for service for the next 10 weeks. I want to challenge us. These are opportunity. Now, I've told you, now listen to me. It's getting quiet in here because I'm throwing out some challenges. So y'all hear me? But here's the thing. Everybody in here said, I want to grow. Amen? Everybody in here said, I want to grow. Amen? Now, we know what God wants us to do. The Bible has shown us what he wants us to do. We've given you a plan to help you kickstart your growth. Now it's up to you to do something about it, because the bottom line is God wants us, somebody say, grow. To grow. Now, these are our spiritual opportunities. Now, not only does God want us to grow, as I said, spiritually, but he wants us to grow numerically. And I want you to know that as part of our goal and our plan for growing numerically this year, I'm going to talk about a couple things, but real quickly here, we have not given up on White Center. Are y'all still there? How many of you were involved in the Easter thing last year? And guess what? Guess how many weeks Easter is from now? 10 weeks from now, okay? We have not given up on White Center, okay? And in 10 weeks, it's going to be Easter, and we plan another. How many of you remember the outreach for Easter last year?
Yes.
You saw the, what do we have, 400 and much more people come out to that, right? We had a lot of people that were enthusiastic, and they were ready to start a church right then, but we weren't ready. We weren't ready for them at this time. But guess what? We're going to be ready this year. We're going to be ready. We're going to be ready to start a campus. But this time, we're going to launch the camper, but it's not going to be a traditional campus, okay? At least not at first. We're not going to launch a traditional, but it's going to be an online campus. Ian, go ahead and bring it up. And the online campus is, and some of you have been, if you've been part of this experiment already, just raise your hand. Been part of this experiment. We've got some people that are experimenting with this right now. This is online church right here, okay? And if you've already been there, you've noticed that word has this little thing right here. It's been our sermons. We're going to be streaming live from here on Sunday mornings. We're going to have an online campus person. Go ahead and just play a little bit of that right there. And what will happen is there's usually what's going to... Oh, stop it for a minute. Stop it for a minute, Ian. What happens is there's going to be a countdown clock. And those of you who have been a part of this, there's a countdown clock, and it counts down how many days, how many hours, how many minutes until the service starts when you go on to this passage, when you go on to this. And it goes on here, and then when we start off, when Seth or whoever starts up and says, good morning, new community, guess what? They're going to be watching it live, okay, where they're at, and they're going to go through the whole service. But right now we're doing it just videos because we're trying to work out all of the bugs. So we're videoing, we're putting everything up there. We play just about a couple of minutes of that. So it'll look just like this. And this will be, what they're seeing there will be the people up there that will be actually preaching, the musicians will be singing, they'll hear the announcements, they'll watch the meet and greet, they're going to watch all of that. You can go ahead and close that down for a second, just a video. There's going to come a time, there's going to be an online chat, they can chat live with the person that's the online campus person. They're going to sign in, we're going to know how many people are watching. Now, this is not going to just be for White Center, but people all over the world will be able to watch this, live streaming. And this is how, but White Center is going to be our concentration, because when we get enough, then we're going to move from the online to a physical church. Are y'all with me? So we're going to be ready to go. And then we're going to say, okay, it's offering time. Amen. And guess what the people online get to do? Click on giving right there. So I'll say, if you're online, just click on give. Boom. And it's going to take you right there, and you can give your offering. So you can participate. You can do your prayer requests. It's going to have, go back to the online up there for a minute, online. There's going to be a place, there's some stuff missing here because this is a thing, but there's a place for prayer requests, there's a place for a whole bunch of other stuff that runs down through here. So this is going to be our online church, and for those of you who are sick at home and you want to stay and watch the service, guess what? You log into online and you'll be just right there with us, amen? People in White Center, we're going to be ready to go online, up and ready to go when it's time for us to move forward. Now, you can go ahead and go back up to the regular. Okay. Now, the majority of our outreach is going to be happening in community groups. Okay. So that's why we keep pushing community groups. Now, for some of you, you said, okay, I want to start giving this year. I'm going to start to tithe for the next 10 weeks. And if you're not in a community group and you're not a tither, there's going to be a short-term community group on tithing. Okay. Not on tithing, but on giving. For those of you who said, I want to serve, we're going to have a short term, and the people that are going to be doing these community groups already know who they are, and so we're going to say, I want to serve, okay? And so there's going to be a community group established for that. We're going to have our regular sermon-based community groups, but the majority of our outreach is going to be in community groups. As your group, you guys come together and say, how are we going to outreach? If you can grow your groups, we can grow the church, amen?
Amen.
So that's what we're going to be doing. So I'm going to stop right there. And I want to ask you to go into your bulletins. Everybody should have had a challenge sheet, okay? Challenge card. Go ahead and pull those out. I want you to pull those challenge cards out. I want you to take a moment, and I want you to pray about it. And I want everybody that said they want to grow. Now, if you don't want to grow, if you want to stay the same, you're just waiting for Jesus to come back, that's up to you, okay? But I don't know about you, but I think that if we want to be blessed, the scripture said if we want to be blessed, do what God said, amen?
Amen.
So if anybody, let me ask this, does anybody in here want to be blessed?
Yes.
Why don't you take a moment, fill those cards out. If you need a pen, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Now, how many of you have ever tried to work out in the gym to grow your muscles? Anybody? Nobody but me. Nobody but me try to grow my muscles. Thomas, what happens when you start pumping iron? What do? Your muscles? You stretch them. They stretch, right? And when they stretch them, what happens? They hurt, right? Well, they hurt, right? When you're stretching your muscles, they hurt. But when they get done hurting, what happens? You be like, they be like getting bigger, right? Guess what? It's the same way with this. What I'm asking you to do is not necessarily going to be easy. But when you get done stretching, you're going to grow your muscles. So I want each of you to figure out where you want to be stretched. Take a moment and let's just play. Give me my musicians back up. Just take a moment and fill those out. Let's prayerfully fill them out. Let's pray first. Everybody just bow for a minute. Let's pray. Father, help me to be obedient to what you're calling me to do. To stretch myself, to grow into the person that you want me to be, to help us to grow this community, not only to grow ourselves spiritually, but to grow ourselves physically. And Lord, let me be obedient to what you've called me to do and put down where I want to grow. In Jesus' name, amen. Take a minute, just about 30 seconds. Go ahead and fill those out, and then we're going to finish up our service. Okay, we're getting ready now to, I want you to hold on to those and put them into the offering basket. I want the guest services to come forward right now. We're getting ready to receive our tithes and our offerings. Want to receive our guest services? Can you come forward at this time? Want to receive our tithes and offerings? How many of you know that it takes money to do ministry?